Okay, today's shiur is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, as we Baruch Hashem have the schus to continue our travels through Shas. Just thinking yesterday, Baba Basra is a large mesechta. We've been on this mesechta for a long time. Since August we started in this mesechta, and we still got 40-something days or so till we get to Baruch Hashem, every day is a victory, but till we get to Kufayin Vav, all the way to the end of Get Pashut, but Baruch Hashem, we take it day by day, a lot of different inyanim. This mesechta is really different worlds. You can't look at it, oh, it's one mesechta, it's so long. Every perek is his own mesechta, really. Every perek has his own topics, or at least every set of prakim. Remember the first three were their own worlds, right? They're each different. We had the world of Shutfin getting along. We had the world of Harchakas Nizakin. That was the second parak. Third parak was Chaskas Abatim. Then 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all the middle prakim about dinim of Mekach u'Memkar. What is included in the sale? What is not included in the sale? Along the way, we had those three dafim about Rabbi Bar Barchana, beginning of the parak, all the different amazing 21 stories. And now, eighth parak is all about Yerusha, which we are in the midst of now. Ninth parak is about Mishamei Shchiv Meira, and the 10th parak will be about Shtaros, Bezras Hashem. Okay, but now we are on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Again, the Shir is sponsored today, Lezecha Nishmas, Yosef Rafael Ben Isar. Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, whose Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, and the Sugya that just came up, which is better, Maisa Rav or Halacha Adifa? Which is it better? Is it better to hear a shir by a rav about a certain topic, or is it better to see a psak by a certain topic? So that was a discussion, and the Gemara ended up by saying, you need to hear halacha lamaisa. And we are going to start from the top of the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph, but first I mentioned that we will talk about the point the Rashbam brings up. The Rashbam, on the eighth wide line, quotes that a halacha, in a Mishnah says halacha kavaseh, halacha kidvarav, sometimes the Mishnah says, that is not authoritative. Because the Mishnah said it. It could be that the later generations, a couple hundred years later in the Gemara, they will not think that way. But if the Gemara says halacha kavasayhu, so that is authoritative. Says the Rashbam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8th wide line in the middle. Ve'ilav de pasuk b'gemara halacha kamoso, lo samchina napsakta masnisan. If the Gemara wouldn't have paskin like it did in the Mishnah, meaning if the Gemara would not have made sure that we did mention that we do pasuk like what it says in the Mishnah, we wouldn't specifically. Avo b'halachas apsukos b'divrei hamoraim vaday samchinan. The kivan shepaskum v'kasvum ravashi v'ravina seems so far rav vaday alayo samchinan. So if the Gemara says something, that's it. The discussion is over. So this is a big topic that we have. The stages of the Mesorah. So we know that the stage of the Mishnah was a stage. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it down. Stage, and the Gemara Pashtus seems to assume that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanaim. That's the simple understanding. Even though there's a Rambam that might say otherwise, but the Pashtus is that the Amoraim cannot argue on the Tanaim. We'll get back to that if there's time at the end. But what we will talk about now is what about arguing on the Amoraim, which is what the Rashbam quotes here. Is a Rishon allowed to argue on Amora? After all, we know Rav Moshe Feinstein argues on the Chassam Sofer sometimes. The Chassam Sofer argues on earlier Achronim, will argue on the Marshal. So what about on the Gemara? So that seems to be clear that one is not allowed to argue on anything it says in Shas, and you don't have to go further than the Ramah. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat. Says the Ramah in Simen Chaf Hei, Yesh Omrim, Di'im Nira L'dayah Nulu B'nei Doro, if it appears to a judge, Mikach Rayos Mukhrachos, based on full proofs, She'ein Hadin Kamosha Huskar B'poskim, if a later posek, says the Ramah, a later 1500s posek, thinks that it's not like it says in the poskim, Yachol Lachlok Alav, you're allowed to argue on him. If the later judge thinks that their later, you know, Rav did the proper research, why are you allowed to argue? Me'achar she'enu nizkar b'gemara. If it's not in the Gemara, you're allowed to argue. That's the language of the Ramah. What is the Bir Agra on that Ramah? The al Gemara ein rishus lahosif alo legroa. The Gemara, you can't add on or take away one iota. The Kol Shekein Lachlok, and surely not to argue on, as it says in Bava Metzia, Ravina V'Ravashi Sofo Ra'a. The same phrase that the Rashbam quotes here, again, it's taken a little out of context, but that's meant to mean, halachically, that one is not allowed to argue on the Gemara. This idea is also echoed in a Briska Rav. Briska Rav is bothered by a question that might have bothered some of us throughout our lives. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that kol ha shocher dover mi mishnaso harezim ischayev benafsho. If I ever forget anything of my Torah, so then I am chayev misa. So that's a pretty scary concept because we all forget parts of our Torah. So if I forget part of my Torah, I'm chayev misa. No, that's pretty scary. So how am I supposed to understand that? It's a Mishnah. This is Pirkei Avos. Says the Briska Rav in Parshas Va'eschanan, in the Griz al HaTorah, he quotes from Rav Chaim Velazhin, and that is that halacha only applied until the Chasimas HaGemara. Because until the Chasimas HaGemara, a lot of the Mesorah was Baal Peh. And if it was lost, if it was forgotten, it was lost forever. And we lost a crucial link in the chain. So up until the Chasimas HaGemara, says the Briska Rav, that's when the Mishnah applied. Kol HaShocher Dover Mi Mishnah So, from his Mishnah. From what was recorded. But after that time, when we're just being mechadesh, we're applying the principles that were already set forth, it's just application, so then the Mishnah does not apply. Because now it's a different type of Mesorah. So again, that is the second place where we see the idea of the Chasimas HaGemara being an important stage. And finally, I'll get three sources here. You have number one, the Ramah and the Gra. Number two, you have the Griz and Parshas Vaschanan. And number three, the Noda B'Yehuda, which we've mentioned many times in the past. The Shuvah of the Noda B'Yehuda, this is in Evin Ezer Tinyana, Simin Ayin Tes, where the Noda B'Yehuda was asked, Asher Atasho El B'Davar, I usually quote it, but don't read it inside, so I'll read it inside this time, B'Davar HaShidduch HaMedubar L'Gisascha, your brother-in-law is going out with a girl, in Ben Torah V'Yachsan, or his daughter's going out with a girl, Raksha B'Shas Kol Yo Ashinu Yishem Shalohu K'Shem Avi Absula. His son, his brother-in-law, is going out with a girl whose father has the same name as him. So, is that okay? Because if you look in Sefer Chassidim, the Sabah, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it says that you're not supposed to marry someone who has the same name as, you're not supposed to go out with a girl whose father has the same name as you, and also the same mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. It's all Sabah, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Not allowed to do it. So, what should I do? The Shiloh. So, he has two paragraphs in the Tshuva. Number one, he says, Da Talmidi HaChaviv, my beloved student, Ve'yu Dvarim Halalu Chakukim Aluach Libecha, let these words be Chakuk on your heart. That, HaKlal HaGadol, She'ein L'Kol Chachamim She'achar HaTalmud, Rishus Lomar Dover Negat HaTalmud. We're not, anybody who lives after the Gemara is not allowed to say one letter against what it says in Shas. V'ya'omer davar l'star kuso shel yud midivri ha-Talmud lo yechashiv b'chal chachmi Yisrael. He is not considered one of the Baalei HaMesorah. So, says the Noda B'Yehuda, if I find a chacham ha-Mesorah that does say something against the Gemara, then what do I have to say? Either I'm misunderstanding his words, or he's not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. One of those two. So, if you look in the Tzavar B'Yehuda Chas, it says the Noda B'Yehuda, there are many things that are against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a good idea for an uncle to marry a niece, and he says it's usher for an uncle to marry a niece. He says that two brothers are not allowed to marry two sisters, and if you look, the two daughters of Rav Chisda were married to Rami and Mar Ukva, sons of Bar Chami. Right, so if you look, there are many things against the Gemara. So you can't say that it was one, not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. So what's the other choice? Or misunderstanding. So it must be that his Sava was meant only for his family, because he saw Baruch Kadsho that these Zivugim would not be Olam Yafa, and therefore he said to his family, don't do this. But he did not mean it for Kal Yisrael, because he doesn't have that authority. Right? So, but what is this whole assumption? You can't argue on the Gemara, right? That's source number three where we have that. The second paragraph is the Musar paragraph where he quotes, I gave you an answer to this, but I don't understand why I get all these shilas about these kinds of things. Why don't people ask me more basic shilas? Like, he's an Am Haaretz, am I allowed to go out with him? And he doesn't have good mitzvahs, am I allowed to go out with him? That's the more basic stuff. V'tamahani arova olam, shalosis bitam Am Haaretz, hu pashut etzlam, v'ein choshesh lehimana, v'hu negad divrei chazal, sh'amru ki l'kofta u'menicha l'fnei ha'ari, u'lesh So kind of where are your priorities? So that is the Noda B'Yehuda. Anyway, so that's the three sources related to the Gemara. Are you allowed to argue on the Gaonim? Okay, we have the Mishnah, we have the Gemara. What about the Gaonim? is a Rishon allowed to argue on a Gaon? So that's Machlokas, 2 days in the Rush, quoted in Maseches Sanhedrin, in the fourth parak. So hopefully we'll get to that in a couple of months. Okay, so that's about the sages of the Mesorah that's quoted here in the Rashbam. Again, if we have time at the end, as we always say, we will talk about the sages of the Mishnah. But the last thing we said was a story that Rava says to Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Yeshua, if you ever get a psak from me, signed by me, and if you don't understand it, then ask me about it. Because either I'll explain it, or I'll say I'm wrong, and I'll admit that I'm wrong. And if it's after I die, though, so then don't rip it up, but don't paskin based on it. Don't rip it up, because maybe I can explain myself. You can't paskin based on it if you don't understand it. Why? Because the Gemara says on the top line, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Ein L'dayin Ela Masha Ein Ov Ro'os. A Dayan only acts based on what is in front of his eyes. So this is also a principle that comes up in various places in Psak. I'll give you one of the places, and that is in Hilchas Nida. In Hilchas Nida, the Bach. There's a Bach. What does the Bach say? The Bach holds that a kesem, a stain that a woman brings to a Rav, or that she looks at herself, a kesem, should only be looked at after it dries. That is the Shita of the Bach. Let's quote it here in Simen Kuf Pei. Where are we? Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Pei. Sorry, I wrote it down. In Simen Kuf Pei Ches. Beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Ches. The Simen about the Maros. So the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, and he says, never be scared to argue with your father-in-law in Torah. That's the message. Oh, himsi morichami, chumra achas. Tell you a chumra. The kshayavo, I wonder if my father-in-law is listening. The kshayavo mara yarok. When a v'lavan, lefnei hamora, v'odolach, once a stain is brought in front of a rav while it is still moist, lo yoreb bodavar, ashe yisyabesh. He should not paskin until it dries. That's the bach. Delefamim achashe yisyabesh, yimsa adam bekitzvosav. Because sometimes after it dries, it'll change colors. Right? Adkan. That's the chumrah of the Bach. Says the Taz, Vidvariv Temuim. And I think his words are wondrous. I don't know where he gets it from. Diyim Kain. The Mazah Sha'amru. He quotes many a number of other rayas. And kashes on this. He quotes from the number of Gemaras in Nida. But anyway, he argues. Ela Amrinon, Ein Lo L'dayin, Ela Masha Ein Ov Ro'os.
The Kula or the Chumrah? Or either way?
Either way. Either way, he's saying that it might change colors to l'chumra. That's what the Bach says. And therefore you can't paskin yet. Says the Taz, what are you talking about? Ein lul dain el mashin of roas. What our Gemara says, v'yim kain, hu adin l'si. He says, you can paskin. He says, hu adin l'hefach. He says, by the way, you could even just go the opposite. Ein lo el mashin of roas, kshulach. Uminalon l'chalik misvara. How do you know you're, how could you be mechalik misvara? V'sud v'hed yamrinan. He says, it says in Nidah, Rebbe, ro adam balayla v'timei oso. He goes back and forth. But anyway, he says, Paskins, Ein Lo Dayan El Mashin of Ro'os, in both directions. So if a Rav sees a Kesem and it's Lakula, throw it out. Throw it out, period. That's it. Don't look at it again. Don't save it. Oh, maybe something will happen. If it's bad, then many times the Rav will say, let me wait, because we could use it Lakula. If he's not sure, if it's Vadai red, okay, what can he do? But if there's any tzad, suffix, it's at night, he wants to look at during the day, he doesn't have the proper light, it's a cloudy day, whatever it is, things always look better in the sunlight or in the shaded sunlight. But so then one is allowed to do that. He's allowed to say, let me keep it. That's what many times the Rav will say if a kesem is given to him at night. The Shach also passes this way, and that's what we say, halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, we say, even if something is still moist, a Rav can paskin already, or a woman can paskin. A woman can look at it and decide one way or the other if it is still moist, because ein lo l'dayan ela masha ein ov ro'os. Okay, that's against the Bach. Against the chumra of the Bach, the Taz and the Shach are mekel. Okay, Viter, second line. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Remember what we're talking about here. We got into this whole discussion because this is the sugyas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Yochanan ben Broka in yesterday's Mishnah said that I'm allowed to modify my Yerusha recipients. As long as somebody is royal Yarsho, I'm allowed to say he's going to get all of it, she's going to get all of it if it's Paspein Abanos. So, Boy Rava, Bibari Heich. Can a person do this while they are still healthy? Or does Yochanan ben Broka only work when they are a shchiv meira. How does that work? So kikam Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha b'shchiv meira. Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha only say his shita by a shchiv meira by somebody on his deathbed to bar orusehu? Because he's already in the parsha. He's already in the parsha of Yerusha. He's a bar orusehu. Rashbam has a fascinating line. What's a bar oruse? About the 10th skinny line. Roi lahorish miyad shaholich lamus. V'karina bey biyom hanchilo es banav. We already apply the principle, which is the source of his shita, as we saw yesterday. Biyom hanchilo es banav. He might die in 3 days. He might die in a week. But halachically, he's already considered going down that path. He's already considered biyom hanchilo es banav. The process has started. And therefore, according to that side of the question, he's a bar aruse, and only there does Rabbi Yochanan Broka say you're allowed to do it. Aval babari lo, but not by a bari. Odil mafili babari nami, or even by a bari. That's the question. This question at root might be related to the chakira that we said yesterday with 5 or 6 nafkaminas, and that is how do we look at Rabbi Yochanan Broka? How much is it a yerusha? How much is it a matana that works like a yerusha? How much is it? We spoke about Bal Karcha, the Makabel. We spoke about, do you have to give all of it? We spoke about all the different, is there Chazara from that type of Matana Yerusha? So all those might be dependent. And so to here, it might be, is it a Yerusha or is it more of a Matana that looks like a Yerusha? That Gufa might be what's behind this question. Rabbeinu Yonah says that this question is not limited to where I did a Kinyan. Which is what other Rishonim say. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. He says, this is Mahani Afilu Babari, according to the Tzad that said it works by a Bari, B'dibur Ba'alma. Even just saying it. Even though we never have such a thing. V'yafa gabdolo matzi Bari laknu yemidi B'dibur Ba'alma. You never have a Bari, a healthy person being able to give something over without a Kenyan. But, B'lashan Yerusha, Yachol lahanchil B'dibur l'mishu Raili Yarsho. The chiddush would be, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Broka. If you use a lashon of Yerusha, you could do it through somebody's royal yarsho. Migzeres akasov, dechsiv biyom anchilo aspanav. V'yesh befarshim, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, there are others that say Babari means dafka, lashon Yerusha, ubishtar, velohi. I don't think that's true, that's the Rash Bashita, but I don't think that's true, says Rabbeinu Yonah. De'ein shum kinyin, chal ala achar misa. Doing a kinyin now, only for lachar misa, but it's not going to help. So it's got to be that even without a Kenyan. That is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah against other Rishonim. We continue. So is Rabbi Yochanan Broka only by a Shchimira or even by a Bari? So Amar Le Rav Misharshi Le Rava. Rav Misharshi has Rava Tashma. De Amar Lo Rabbi Nasan Le Rabbi. Rabbi Nasan, who lived in Bavel, says to Rabbi, who's from Eretz Yisrael, Shanitem Mishnaschem Rabbi Yochanan Broka. You authored, you guys in Eretz Yisrael, in plural, Shanisem, right? Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Nasan's Rebbe, you learned and authored the Mishnah anonymously like Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. Which Mishnah? Not this Mishnah, because our Mishnah has his name. That's not the Mishnah Ksubis. The Mishnah says, in the 4th and 5th Perek, which talks all about the Tanai Bezdin, all the conditions written in Tanai Ksuba, all the conditions written in Ksuba. So one of them is, Lo kasav la binin dichrin dieven lechminai. One is when a husband marries a woman and Chazal knew that they wanted to figure out a way that a father would give his daughter a great dowry, but the problem is that the father was afraid that if his daughter dies first, then the son-in-law will yarshin, and then let's say he marries somebody else and has other children. So eventually when he dies, the dowry will be split up equally amongst all of his children. And the sons of the original, the grandsons of the original grandfather won't get their larger share if the grandfather gives in a large dowry. So Chazal came up with a takana called Ksubis Banin Dichrin, which means that if a grandfather gives a large dowry to the daughter, so the husband promises that the children from her children will yarshin the lion's share of that dowry, separate from the regular ksuba that is given. That's called ksubis banin dichrin, the ksuba of the male sons. So again, lo kasav la, if he didn't even write it, banin dichrin, the male sons, the yevon lechiminah that you have for me, inun yarshin kesav ksubasech, they will yarshin the kesav of your ksuba, yoser al chulkeon de imachuon, more than the portion that they get with their other brothers, Chayiv, doesn't matter if they didn't write it, the husband is still obligated to do it. Shetanai Bezdin who? Because it's Tanai Bezdin, it's automatic. It's automatic even though it's not written in the Ksuba. So that is the Lashon of the Mishnah that Reb Nosson asks Rebbe, hey, look, you wrote it, but what's the Lashon? What's the Lashon? Yarsun. Yarsun is Aramaic for Yerusha. So you see, says Reb Nosson to Rebbe, you wrote this Mishnah anonymously like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that you can, which is not bad, because we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but still, it's like one Shita, and is that what you wanted to do? Because you wrote a Lashon of Yerusha, and it is Mechayim. So who else says that? You could do that. It must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. V'amalo Rebbe, and Rebbe answered him, no. Yasvun Tznan. No, if you look closely in the Mishnah, you had a different version. We wrote, the version is Yasvun, they shall take it, not they shall inherit it. So Yasvun, take it. So therefore, there's no riot to Rabbi Yochanan. There's no authorship specifically connected to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And then later on, after Rabbi Nosson left, Rebbe thought to himself that he was upset about the answer that he had given. V'yomar Rebbe, Yaldus Haisabi. Oh, I was a child. He says, I shouldn't have given that answer. V'hei azti panai ben Nosson abavli. I was meis panav ben Nosson abavli. Why? Ella dekaimalon bun and dichrin lotafi b'mishabdi. Because we hold that bun and dichrin, these original children of the mother, are not toref and mishubadim. Meaning, if there's not enough of b'nei chorin left in the husband, in the father's rishus, to pay the children, so then they don't get it from mishubadim. So isagadadach yasvun tnan amay lotafi b'mishabdi. If they take it, why shouldn't they take it from Mishubadim? It's written in the Shtar, or at least it's automatically as if it's written in the Shtar, they should even take from Mishubadim. El Shmami no Yarsun Tanan. So Yas Yarsun is right. Right, it should be right, Rebbe thinks to himself. Man Shamis Le Disle Haisar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shabbat Nafi Lubabari. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is really the author of that. So Rebbe's upset that he didn't give that answer. They say, yeah, you're right. I was smoking it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So we'll have to see in a few minutes what he really was upset about. But for our purposes, why is this conversation brought here? Because you see, at the end of the day, it's Yarsun, it's Yerusha, and we're talking about a Bari. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is even by a Bari. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is even by a Bari when he is alive and when he is healthy. Period. Just two things to talk about before we continue. And one is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Hey, where he talks about, is a son or a student allowed to explicitly argue on their Rebbe based on true and strong rayas from sources? Am I allowed to argue on my father or on my Rebbe? So that's his shaila. Imutu leben v'talmud lachok al aviv v'rabo behevi rayos v'hochachos lister das rabo v'dvarav v'din upsak halacha. Obviously in a covetic way. So is Rabbi Yaakov Emden allowed to argue on the Chacham Tzvi, two of the great Baalei Masorah? That's a father and a son. Yavetz, Yaakov ben Tzvi. So Chacham Tzvi was his father. So he has a four-page shuva, but the first paragraph he says, L'chor, it's not a shiloh. Look all over Shas. All over Shas, you have Talmidim arguing on their Rebbes, and sons are arguing on their fathers. He says, "Vot lechora nira she'ein zu shayla shaya Talmud male me'ela v'hare Rebbe hayadua ba'anava nechlakim aviv Rebshim begamliel b'mekamos rabu mispar." Right, the Rebbe always argues on Rashbag. V'hei is punav b'rabo Rebbe Nosson b'perak yesh nochlin daf kuf lamed aleph amen aleph. There it is, fourth line of the tshuva. Rabbi Akiva cholek al Rabbo Rabbi Lazar kama pamim b'fanav ubiyichu b'shvus tahazah v'zulasam rabim v'chein shleimim talmidim cholkim arboseim chachamim. So he says you find it all over the place. So the chora is not a problem. But then he says maybe it's not so clear because maybe Rebbe argued on his father, maybe because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was his father but he wasn't his Rabbo Muvik, and maybe Rabbi Akiva argued. He tries to explain every case. And maybe Rabbi Nosson wasn't exactly the Rabbi Muvik of Rebbe. And he goes through each case. So he goes back and forth in the whole tshuva. At the end of the day, I think he says, at the end of the tshuva, he said, Meikar Adin, it is okay. It is mutter, as long as it's done, but derech kavod. As long as I'm derech kavod. But he quotes our Gemara as one of them, that he az tipanei. He was made his pun of in front of his Rebbe. Okay, so let's first finish this piece, and then I'll say something else about it. Let's continue a little more. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa L'Abaya. So what did we just say? We just proved that Rabbi Yochanan bar Baruch is even by Bari. So now we're just going a little derech agav, talking, continuing the conversation about what really upset Rebbe, and is this really a raya to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch? Amalei Rav Abaya, Beilam da Amar Yasun, Beilam da Amar Yarsun. Either way, ask Rav Papa, how does it work? Ha'ena da Makna davar shlo b'olam. Right? It's not here yet. So how does it work? Ena da Makna davar shlo b'olam. Via filu. Rabbi Meir, the other Amar, other Machne, the Vishlo Balolam, and even according to Rabbi Meir, all the person can be Machne. Hani Mili Ludavar Sheyeshna Baolam. Even Rabbi Meir, who says that you can be Machne to a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, he requires a Davar, a person who is Bala Olam, and these children haven't been born yet. So even he would say it's a problem here. Aval Lidavar Sheyeshna Baolam Lo. It still doesn't work. So how does this whole concept of Ksubas Bana Dechen work? And Rabbeinu Yonah adds, even though we find Yerusha to be a rule breaker at times, this is not going to be acceptable. He says, V'afilu b'lashen Yerusha, einu yachol lahaknos l'davar shelo bala olam, kagon, im mezakeh l'ubar b'lashen Yerusha, v'roi li'osho, im kein mezakeh l'ubar shu b'no, Elam Kenu Mazakalu Bashu Bano. So he says, you know, even though Yerusha is a rule breaker in some context, it's not going to work here. So how does this whole idea of Ksubas Bana Dechen work? Even if you say it's Lashon Yerusha, Ella, what must you say? Says Rav Papa, Tznai Bezdin Shiny. It must be that Chazal have the power. Tznai Bezdin is different, right? What does the Rashbam here say? Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Chazal have the authority when it comes to Dinim Amanis to take charge and give the money to whoever they want to. It's Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. They're allowed. They have control of that. They could even, we mentioned in the past, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker is a discussion in the Gemara already and in the Rishonim, that not only can you, some sources say you can only be Mafkerit, the literal Lashon of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, but other sources say that Bezin even has the power to be Makne, to be Mafker and to be Makne to someone else. But either way, they have that power. That's how this Takana is working. So Hachanami, Tanai Bezin, Shiny, see here too. There's no raya, Yasvun, Yarsun, even if you want to say Yasvun. Tanai Bezdin has its own rules. And therefore, don't ask me any kashas from it. So the Gemara is bothered, why didn't Rebbe say that? Why didn't Rebbe say that? Right, Reb Nosson asked him, oh, this is a raya, right, you're Yarsun Tanan, Rebbe Yochanan ben Baruch, why were you so same like him? So Rebbe should have answered, no, it's Ksubas Bana Dechen is a totally different context. Don't ask me, that's a Tanai Bezdin, it's a rule breaker. So why didn't Rebbe answer that? So answers the Gemara, Omer Le, because Rabbi Nosson wasn't bothered by the din. He knew that. He was bothered by the language. Mishum de kamafik la b'loshen yarsun. Still, fine, it was a Tanai Bezdin. So why did he use the Lashon of Yerusha here? It seems to parallel Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. You're right, it's based on, you know, a different, you know, Tanai Bezdin. So it's a rule breaker. But Rabbi Nosson was saying, but still, Rabbi, why'd you use that Lashon? Why do you use the Lashon of Yarsun? That's kind of giving away and hinting to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. That was what he was bothered by. That's why Rabbi was upset. You know, he changed the Lashon, and then he says, maybe I didn't have to change the Lashon because you're not Torah from Mishabadim anyway. But that was the continuation of the conversation. Before we continue, just one point on Ksubas Bana Dechen. Is there Ksubas Bana Dechen Bizman Hazeh? Is there Ksubas Bana Dechen Bizman Hazeh? Do we say that the Takana still applies? So if you look in the Rush in Maseches Ksubis on that Gemara, the Rush quotes two opinions about it. Two opinions whether it should apply Bizman Hazeh or not. What's the issue?
Is it Tanai and Ksuba, or is it?
It's a Tanai and the Ksuba. It's not an Ark Ksubis. Read Ark Ksubis. It's not an Ark Ksuba. So what is the root machlokas behind it? So if Shachter develops the idea from the Koheles Yaakov, from the Mishkas Yaakov, he has this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yutes, and that is, when do we say that if Chazal make a Gzera, the Gzera sticks, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore? Or when do we say that if the reason does not apply anymore, then the Takana, the Gzera falls away? That is a major discussion. 95% of the time, even if the reason does not apply anymore, the Gzera still sticks. You want to give the example of taking medicine on Shabbos, which we'll talk more about by the Shem this Shabbos. I want to give other examples of eating fish and meat together. You know, maybe that's Mishum Sakana, but even though we don't really understand that. But yeah, all these still apply. And yet you have others, like Mayim Megulim, which the Shulchan Aruch says, even though the Groh is Machmir, but Mayim Megulim, no snakes around, so it's Mutter. So when do you say yes, when do you say no? So the Kehelas Yaakov develops the idea, and Rav Schechter expands upon it in Siman Yutes and Eretz Tzvi. It depends if the Gzeira was formulated with the reason in it. If the Gzeira was formulated with the reason in it, so then, once the reason falls away, then the Gzeira falls away. If not, not. How do you know if the Gzeira was formulated in it? We don't have a list of the minutes of the Sanhedrin that is formulated all the Gzeiras. So Rav Schechter explains that it depends if the Gzeira is going against the Din D'Oraisa. If it's going against the Din D'Oraisa, then it must be that Chazal formulated the reason in it. And if ever the reason doesn't apply anymore, the Gzeira would fall away. Because you can't go against a Din Torah forever. Only if you have a specific reason in a Horasha for 1,000 years. But if it's not going against a Gzeira, a Din D'Oraisa, and they still made the Gzeira, then it's forever. Then it's forever because it's not going. There's no counter pressure. So he brings many examples to this. One of them is Ksubas Banan Dechrin. Why would you say Ksubas Banan Dechrin is Batel Bezman Hazeh, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore? The Rush there says, fathers give their daughters plenty of money nowadays. They're not worried. What about the even though the reason doesn't apply anymore? The answer is that this is going against the regular laws of Yerusha. Regular Dina Yerusha being uprooted here, being split equally. So that's why you have to say that the Gzeira is included in it. Another, he quotes a number of rais to this. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in Arachayim quotes that he says, according to the Shitas that say that there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabban D'Oraisa, in Hilcha Shabbos he says, many of our cities, how can you build an Erev in a city? Only if you assume that there's only Rosh Hashanah Rabban D'Rabbanan. If there's Rosh Hashanah Rabban D'Oraisa, you can't build an Erev there. So if we assume that there's Rishus Rabban Rabbanan, so then why do we still have the Gzeira of not blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? What do you mean? There's no chashash anymore. Shemi Yaver Maver Dalat Amos. There's no more Rishus Rabban D'Oraisas. There's no chashash of doing a D'Oraisa. So why don't we say the whole Gzeira falls away? We should blow shofar on Shabbos. He does not answer the question. But the Achronim ask on him, what are you talking about? Chazal made Gzeira. Chazal made Gzeira. You cannot just uproot it. What's the svara of his question? Explains Rav Schechter, beautiful. No, the point is that this Gzeira is going against the Din D'Oraisa, a blowing shofar. So Chazal, that's why he's bothered, because this is going against, and the reason doesn't apply anymore, so therefore the Gzeira shouldn't apply anymore either. Right? Many examples of this. That once you make a Gzeira, then the doesn't apply. Right? The Beis Yosef talks about, well, I'll just mention one more. And the Beis Yosef mentions in Hilchas Birchas Kohanim, that a Kohen with a broken leg, a broken arm, or a Kohen who works as a painter and has his hands colored, shouldn't duchen. That was an early Gzeira. Because people are going to be, you know, distracted by the way he looks. But, says the Beis Yosef, nowadays, because the Kohanim put their talus over their hands, and we don't see the Kohanim at all, we're not supposed to look anyway. But since we don't see the Kohanim anyway, so even if a Kohen looks a little strange, he's allowed to duchen. Fine. They asked the Achronim on the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? There was a Gzeira that a Kohen with these qualities is not allowed to duchen. How can you just get rid of the Gzeira? The answer is, again, they're uprooting a mitzvah d'Oraisa, Berachas Kohanim. That this Kohen is not allowed to duchen because of it. So the second that the reason doesn't apply anymore, you put the talus over the hands. So that's it. That's it. We say that the Gzeira shouldn't apply anymore. Okay, there are other examples, Sad and Mitzitzes and others. Feel free to look at Eretz Tzvi in Siman Yutes.
Why doesn't the Siva apply anymore?
Why doesn't the reason apply anymore? Because the issue is being distracted during Berachas Kohanim. The reason doesn't apply anymore because the Rush assumed, the Rush's Lashon there in Ksubis, is that fathers giving to their daughters are not worried anymore. They just give plenty, and they're not worried about the eventual circumstance of the son-in-law yarshining and then splitting it up with his other sons. They don't take that into account. Okay, here we go. So Amar Le Hadar Amar Abaya, 7 lines up from the bottom, continuing the Gemara. Lav Milsehu Damri. The whole conversation, the whole discussion up above is lacking a point. It doesn't get off the ground. There's no proof that this goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Why? As follows. Ditznan. Because that same Mishnah, that same Perek, has another Tznai Ksuba mentioned. And that is, Lo Kasav Law, if a person didn't write the following, Banin Nukvud Yevon L'chiminoi, the female children, the girls that you have for me, Yevon Yasmin Bevesi, the person says if he dies, they'll be able to sit in my house, they'll be able to get mizonos, ad tilkachun leguvrin, until they get married, even if though he doesn't write that, chayiv shu tnai bezdin. So again, that's a tnai bezdin. So what do you see? What's that? That's a matana. He's giving a gift. Right, Yasva, he says, Vitzanun, that's understood as a matana. So if you have these Tanai Ksubas in the Ksuba, so then what is it like, as we discussed yesterday, Vahavi Lazem Matana, Vahavi Yerusha? It's like two people you're giving the chasm to, one a matana, the daughters, one a Yerusha, the sons, Vachol, Lazem Yerusha, Lazem Matana, Filur Banamodu. What did we say yesterday? We had a four shitas, but we knocked out the shitas that were more machmir, and we said, even by two people in two different fields, it still works, as long as you have one Lashon Matana and one Lashon of Yerusha. I'm sorry, we had that 2 days ago. 2 days ago, right? So even Rav Rabbanan would be Moda here. So what's the whole Shaila? Oh, it's like a Rabbi Broka. No, it's not. Well, it could be even according to the Rabbanan, this whole discussion. So Amalei Rav Nechume, V'ista Amar of Hananya Bar Ben Yome La'abaya. No, it's not so clear. Mimai Debachad Beidin Iskin. Who said that these Takanas were made at the same time? The same Bezdin, and you could say it's a package. One Matana and one Yerusha. Tilma, betray Beidin Iskin. Maybe it was made by two Bate Dinim. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put them in the same Mishnah, but it's not that a person said this together. Maybe the Bezban and Dechron was created first, and therefore you see it works without the Lashon of Matana, and that is a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. Answers the Gemara, no. Lo Salka Daita, you can't think it was made by two separate Bate Dinim. Why? Diktani Reisha, because the earlier Mishnah there says, said this in front of the rabbis in Keren B'Yavne. Habanim Yirshu, v'habanos Yizonu. The sons will get the Yerusha, talking about Banin Dichrin, and the children, the girls, will get Mazonos. And we have comparisons between the two. Ma Banim Eini Yarshim Halachar Misas Avihen, just like Banim only get Yerusha after their father dies, by definition, that's Yerusha. Af Habanos Lo Yozunu Halachar Misas Avihen, so too the daughters will only get it after their father dies. So you see, they're together. Iyam Rabishnal Bechad Beidina Iskin, if you say it was all made at one time by one Bezdin, Hainu Di Afinan Takana Mitakana. That's how you can learn one from the other. Ela'i Amrit Betray Beidina Iskin, but if you say it was about two bezdins, so heichi yafina takana mitakana, then how can you learn one from the other? So it must have been made at the same time. Answers the Gemara at the end, no, mimai, still maybe not. Dilma la'olamei melacha betray batidina iskin. Maybe it was made by two batidinim. Ubeidina basra tikun kebeidina kama. Right, but the second bezdin made the takana and latched it on to the first one. Ki hechi d'lo tiksha takanta takanta. So that there's no differences. You're right, it was made later, but maybe they latched it on. So l'maisa now, l'maskana, it could have been made by separate bati dinim. If it could have been made by separate bati dinim, so then the Mishnah might be, not for sure, but it's all might. It could have been different takanas, and therefore the Mishnah might be pointing towards the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, and that's why Reb Nosson spoke to Rebbe. You seem to have been so same like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Okay, end of that discussion. New piece. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Hakosev kon nechasev leishto. If somebody writes all of his nechasim should go to his wife. So how do we understand that? Lo asa ela aputrapya. It must be, and the Rashbam says, the umdana. We assume that a person doesn't want to give his wife all his property to the exclusion of his children. It must be that he's giving all the property to his wife to be an aputrapis, to be a guardian over the property in order to take care of it for the children. That's the Rashbam. Look at the last five skinny lines of the Rashbam. Lo asa ela aputrapa. De omed hada'asu. We estimate his mind. The ein adam meiniach es banav v'nosein es hakol ishto. Person doesn't do that. Give it all to his kids. Give it all to his wife instead of his kids. V'lo niskaven el asos abutrapa k'dei sheyechalku l'banav kavod. He wants his kids to give his wife kavod. So if she's in charge of the money, the balamei is the baladeya, right? So therefore, the kids will give her kavod, and in that way, that's what he really means to say. Abutrapas. The Ritva says, you don't have to give a svara for this. We're going to have in a couple of days that the Gemara calls this idea that she's an apotropis a milsa below taima. It's called a halacha below taima. This is the din. This is the din. So you don't have to give a svar for it. This is what the Chachamim said. If you do this, this is what is considered. Okay, so the Ritva says even without a svar. Continuing. We'll get back to apotropis as Hashem soon. Pshita b'noh ha'gadol, or tomorrow. Pshita b'noh ha'gadol lo asa al apotropis. What if you did the same thing to the oldest son? The oldest son, he gives all the nechasim to the oldest son. He gives it. Kosev. He gives it to the oldest son. Same thing. Apotropis. Because it must be that he just wants the younger children to give this oldest son covet. So therefore, he is an apotropis. Benoah katan mai. What if he writes it all to a younger child? What's the halacha then? Because there is no chiyuv to give a younger child covet. So itmar, Rav Chani lo, you are idi amar Shmuel, afilu benoah katan amuta barisa. Yep. Even if you have a baby in the crib, still, he's considered an apotropis, and it's not a kinyan going directly to him. Why? The Bach explains, because he must see that this kid is real charif. He must see he's got a lot going on in that brain, even at a very young age. So that's why he wants him to be in charge of the money. So that's why he gives it to him. Pshita bino v'acher, if he gives it to, let's go with one shot of the Rashbam. This is two different cases. If he gives it to a son or to a stranger, acher b'matanu b'no apotropis. An acher would be a gift, because he doesn't appoint somebody else as an apotropis, unless it says it, b'no apotropis, and the son would be an apotropis. Ishto arusha v'isto gerusha b'matana. If he gives it to his wife, who is an arusa only, or a gerusha, it must be that that's a gift, because he doesn't have such feelings for her yet or still. Respectively, that he wants her to be an apotropis, so it must be he's just giving a matana. So he boilahu bas eitzel habanim veisha eitzel achim veisha eitzel bnei abal mau. What about these cases? A daughter among sons, a wife amongst brothers, a wife amongst other sons of the husband mau. So what about those cases? Are those like acher? Are those like one of the family? So amar avinu mishrei the rava bikulu lo kana lavar miyishto arusa vishto grusha. By all of them, it's apotropis. Except for Ishta Grusa and Arusa. Rabbi Avir Mishmei the Rava Amar. It's Machlokas what Rava said. Bikulu Kani Levar Meha Isha Eisel Achan Visha Eisel Bnei Abal. So if you do the math, there's only one case that's different between those two. The difference is the Bas Bein Abanim. That's the Machlokas. The Machlokas is the case of Bas Bein Abanim. Is that Apotropis or is that Konim? Okay, either way. But just we'll talk about Bezrim Apotropis first thing tomorrow. How do we look at an Apotropis? How much, the Chakira amongst the Achronim, how much is an Apotropis a shliach, a representative, an agent, guardian, or how much is an Apotropis an agent? Even in English, agent and guardian have two different reflections. An agent is somebody who stands in for you. A guardian, he takes care of the stuff for you, but he's not a stand-in for you. So as we will see, there could be many nafkamina that are connected to that. But just to end off with one halacha, and that is, the Gemara here says, why is the oldest son apotropis? Because covet for the brother. Covet for the older brother. It says, covet is lecha v'simecha. The Gemara says, ask the rabos, ach hagadol. So there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, pretty well-known machlokas in the Shrashim. Does this apply even after the father dies? Does a younger brother have to give covet to an older brother even after the father dies? That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is it dependent on? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yaredeya, in Hilchos Kibud Avaim, Reish Mem. Hilchos Siman Reish Mem, that's Hilchos Kibud Avaim. Pischei Tshuva quotes it. The machlokas is, how do I look at covet for my older brother? Is it a offshoot of covet for my father? A part of giving covet to my father is giving covet to his bechor. That's a part of nafkamina. Does it apply to any older brother or the oldest brother? Right. It's also a nafkamina. What if somebody has three older brothers? So is he really down in the dumps because he has to give covet to all three, or is it only the oldest brother? So that might also might have to do with it. So is it out covet for the father, or is it per se covet for the older brother? How do you understand that S? It's S avicha. That's the drasha. How do you understand? That's my focus in the Rambam and the Ramban. But either way, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv Adam bekavod achiv agadol. Bein shu achiv me'aviv, bein shu achiv me'imo. Afilu hakatan utamad chacham v'gadol b'torah, yosir min agadol. Says the Ramah, even if the younger son is a greater Talmud Chacham, still, Kein Mashmalo, Mishuvah Zarah, Shebesif Acharzeh, Vesmag, Udeloki Yesh Cholken Bazeh. Right, not like the Yesh Cholken. That's the Ramah Paskins. Even if the younger son, the younger brother is a greater Talmud Chacham. Again, these often get sticky, these situations, and that's why the Maharam, amazingly quoted, Maharami Rutenberg, quoted in the Rush in Maseches Kedushin, the report is that he did not see his father. He did not go see his father, and his father didn't go see him after he became the Gadol Ador. Why? Because the Maharam didn't want to go see his father. He didn't want to make his father have to stand up. When his father had to stand up, it's bizarre. His father's going to stand up for his son, but he don't want to go to his son because he don't want to make the Gadol Ador stand up for him. It's hard for us to fathom these types of ideas based on the family emotional connections that we have. Bizman Hazet, that's what's reported. At least we see the how the Torah ruled their lives, and they really didn't want to cause any harm based on the words of the Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. Zeicha Nishmas Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, and thus I will continue tomorrow with our discussion of Apotropis. Parsha Shir.